And we just take it on upstairs. And I said, there'll be a day of reckoning. I've cleaned it out pretty good, but there's still a lot that I ought to get rid of.
In that room up there?
Yes.
What did you call that room?
Well, we just called it upstairs. Now, if it hadn't been finished, you'd call it an attic. And I bet you all do, too.
Yes.
An attic. But the room was all wallpapered. And one boy has its end by the window, and the other boy had the other end by the window. And it was had big rugs on it, you know. I gave the yard man, he was here one day, and I wanted to get rid of it. And she mopped up and cleaned good, and I said, well, they don't need to get this thing yet. So he took it on over to Mexico, you know, and I gave him a refrigerator. I'd had that refrigerator 18 years. I was talking to his brother the other day. His brother's had, I think, most of his stomach removed, and something else went wrong. And he had the surgeon over in Rain also do it. He survived several years ago. And I gave him the refrigerator, and I said, now, I don't know. I said, I'm getting rid of it. I'm getting this other one. And to this day, it's been 2 years ago, he still thanks me for it. And you know what he did? You know, they got good mechanics over there. And I couldn't get. Now, they told me here that the road to Chicago, they phoned into Houston and other places. They could never get the little, I don't know what you call it. And of course with that I was always having trouble. And then I had a defrost, you know, it was one of these kind, but it was a big one, and so I had a General Electric. And you know, I gave that to him, and he said, it's working beautifully. They found what was needed, and he said it cost him $50, you know, to get it. And he said, oh, it's all it lacked. And I think that General Electric is better than they, I think this is the General Electric. And then that was made of porcelain. This thing is tin, steel, you know what it is. And every time he comes, he thanks me for that. He says, it just works beautifully. So I gave him the rug, and it was kind of cold that day. And when I need it, he doesn't show up. I just call him up over there. I said, get the such number, and I get him on the phone, and he comes. Yes.
That's wonderful.
And then when I go away, see, I'm planning to go away about the, let's say about 4th, 5th of March. I meet my granddaughter and her husband's a dentist in San Antonio, and then my son. And then I go out to visit there, and then Lubbock, and then I'll go back and visit my daughter in Abilene. And so when I go, he looks after the yard, you know. And I leave some signed checks with a neighbor, and then she pays him. And I'm not going to stay home and water the yard, I'll tell you that right now.
What would you call stuff like that refrigerator if you couldn't get it fixed, but you didn't want to throw it away? Would you call it anything like junk or something like that?
Oh yes, we have a lot of junk. In fact, someday I'm going to get upset and get rid of a lot of junk.
Have you ever heard that called anything else a long time ago?
We've always called it junk.
Have you ever heard of plunder?
Well, I wouldn't use plunder as junk. Plunder would be, how would that be? Plundered. I can't express. Not somebody that has stolen something, but, there was a lot of plunder there, and he took it.